All right, let's meet Chipmunk. I haven't met him yet, and here he is. Whoa!
Good morning.
God, he's really tall. How tall are you?
He's even taller than us.
What's going on?
How are you?
How tall are you?
I think I'm like just under 6.
Oh. How
just
old
under
are you?
6 foot. 18.
See, you're taller than me. I'm 24.
Mm.
And you're taller than me.
24. Mm.
What's wrong with that? It's a little bit old for you, I imagine, yeah. 24 seems
24
old.
24
it
is.
Mm. Yeah, seems a long time since we were 18.
When you're 18, it seems a long way away, but you'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Cool.
Welcome to the show, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Serious.
I love the record.
Thanks.
I think you're a talent. I think you're really good.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, man.
But I tell you, if you want a career in this industry,
yeah.
If you want to really make it and keep going, you can have a word with your TV plugger, because performing the song on Big Brother's Big Mouth while Brian Bello dances behind you in a mankini.
Oh my gosh. I tell you what,
how you didn't just go, do you know what, I'm not doing this, and walk off. You were brilliant.
You know what, thanks, man. I needed to hear that because I was so tempted to just, you know, drop the mic and just storm out. But I thought, you know what, let me just improvise and work with it. You know what I'm saying?
So he goes on Big Brother's Big Mouth, right? And he does the intro thing, and then he's performing the song right at the end, which is fine.
Which night was this?
Last Friday.
And then Brian's just ran out in a total madness.
In the mankini. And he's like this. So Chipmunk's there going like, dun, 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 and Brian's behind him in a mankini.
Going
like
berserk.
Going mental.
It's like you got to get the balance in it. I could have threw a tantrum or a strop. I just kept a straight face.
You were good.
Camera's off. All right, cool. I dropped the mic. I stormed out. I was absolutely fuming. I didn't want to hear it from my TV plugger, from management, from anyone. I just got in my Addison Lee and I just sat there. And I just thought, you know what?
Yeah, do you know what, though?
Pretty angry.
But you know what?
That's
the kind of stuff that comes up, though.
But you did well, though, because if you'd done that on screen, it doesn't come across well, does it?
Exactly. Yeah, it would have made me look...
You would have come out of it looking bad.
Yeah, that's the thing. You'd have looked like an idiot if you were throwing the world, though. That's the thing.
I tried to handle it the best way I could, you know, but yeah, I don't like Brian still.
Brian Bello.
Exactly.
So listen, let me learn about you, Chipmunk.
Yeah.
Chip Diddy Chip.
Yeah.
So you're 18, you're from Tottenham.
Yeah.
Are you a football fan or not?
Yeah, I'm pretty good with the ball, man.
Who's your team? You take it, you're a Spurs fan?
No, totally not Arsenal.
Arsenal? Born and raised in Tottenham and you're an Arsenal fan?
Yeah, man, you know what it is? I hate to put it out there so blatant, but when's the last time Tottenham won something, man?
that's laying down
last
the gauntlet.
Last year?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they won something.
They won something last year.
Yeah.
All right, mate. And you played for the QPR youth team, is
that
right?
Yeah, I was there, man, for 2 years. I left my contract. I didn't get released or anything. It's like the manager asked me after a match, like, you know when it's a really muddy pitch day and it's just classy guy slips off his boots, he asked me to carry them. I thought, are you having a laugh? That was the last match I ever played for Queen's Park Rangers. I thought, yes.
Girl,
and I was gone after that, man.
You won't take crap from anybody, will you?
Nah, man.
You're going to be a nightmare in 3 years. Your record company going to be petrified of you.
Nah, I'm all right, man. I'm cool, man.
Look at your man through the glass. They sit there like that going,
oh, God.
Who's that, Bjorn?
Yeah. Bjorn again.
Bjorn's all right.
Well, I love the record. I think it's brilliant. Diamond Rings, I think it's great.
Thanks.
And I like Chip Diddy Chip.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I liked it.
It's all good.
You've not been well. What's the story? Somebody texted in last night saying they wanted to go and see you last night and you didn't show up.
It's Maidstone, yeah?
Yeah, it's like obviously I've just finished college. I haven't really had a chance to digest it. It's just been, all right, you finish Friday, Saturday, in at the deep end, you know what I'm saying? With the single promotion going. And my hay fever is like 24-7 last night. My voice box just wasn't really having it. So, sorry, Kent, I will be back and we can get it.
So anyone that did have tickets to come and see you will see you again then, will they?
Yeah, definitely, man. I saw a couple of fans outside and they was like, oh, what's going on? I was like, you know what, I'll try and give my manager your details, rare. I'll get you some tickets to come and see me on the Tinchy Strider tour starting in September. So yeah, I'm gonna make up for it, man.
So have you finished your education?
I finished my A levels now. Yeah, so finished.
When do you get your results?
20th of August.
So this must be weird then. So here you are, right? you're on Radio 1, you're talking about the record, you've already had massive chart success, yet you're like so many other 18-year-olds waiting for your A-levels to come through.
Yeah, man. It's, 20th of August, you know, pray for me.
What do you like as a student? Are you a good student?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I'm late every now and again, but...
Right.
It's not acceptable, but the teachers kind of give me a blank.
What A-levels were you doing? What did you do?
Sociology, drama, and critical thinking.
Critical thinking? The hell is that?
I haven't even heard of that.
It's like studying arguments. Like we studied the Da Vinci Code, newspaper articles, just how to articulate yourself in arguments and identify flaws and all that. So it kind of helps with presenting and stuff.
Very good.
Fair enough.
Critical thinking.
I've never heard of that.
And what did you get in your mocks? I mean, what's your prediction?
In A levels, a D is a pass, and I don't want any D's. So we're aiming pretty. Pretty high.
Oh, you're going high?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Mm.
For real.
How many GCSEs have you got?
I took nine. I got all nine.
All nine? What's the lowest grade you got?
I got 4 B's and 5 A's.
You're clever, chipmunk.
I'm all right, man.
That's really good.
I'm all right.
4 B's and 5 A's?
Yeah, man. And I took one a year early.
You're a swat. You're a little teacher's boy.
No, not even, you know. That's what it is. It's like, I'm kind of like... The one that says, like, you don't have to be a geek to be cool and get good grades, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta study in your spare time a little bit.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be working in a petrol station.
Oh, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Good for you. Is this better than becoming a footballer, do you think? Do you think you've taken the right path?
I think I have took the right path because, you know, I remember being, like, 12 and I couldn't eat a packet of crisps. You know what I'm saying? I think it's pretty hard on the football career, you know what I'm saying? When all your friends got crazy packed lunches, you know, with cheese sandwiches and you gotta have tuna, and it's all pretty annoying when you just want that prawn cocktail crisp. And
you want the crisps?
Yeah, exactly, man, and the chocolates and the fizzy drinks and all of that.
It's a big line in Jerry Maguire, show me the crisps, that's what it's about.
It's a bit easier for me, man.
And do you know as well, most Premiership footballers want to be rappers. Loads of them do. Loads.
I could imagine.
They do.
I could imagine.
So you can be a rapper and you can play football.
Yeah. You could. They're both kind of full-on careers, though, so that would be pretty hard to balance.
Yeah, but the fact that, you know, you could just kick a ball around is, you know...
Rio Ferdinand's got his own little label.
Yeah, that's true.
He'd love to be a rapper, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He really would. Have you met Rio?
I haven't met him, but...
He's a nice guy.
I've done some work with one of his artists, so... I can imagine he's pretty cool.
Does he know what he's doing, Rio, in the music world? Has he got some good people or not?
Yeah, he's got an artist called Nia. She's pretty talented, you know what I'm saying? I've done a track with her called Hey Boy, Hey Girl. Check it out, you know?
Yeah.
Over the Manchester lot. They really like me out there, so, yeah.
Chipmunk's new single, Diamond Rings, you can download it now, and the album is coming out at the end of the summer.
Yes, I am Chipmunk, the album.
So you're still living at home?
Yeah.
See, this is such an amazing life for you, man.
So do you get fans outside, like, you know, your mum's place?
Yeah, it's like every now and again, I try not to be there too much. I don't want to draw attention to, like, my little sister and she goes to the local school. So I've got my own place. I'm just in the midst of moving, but I haven't really had the chance to go and get my wardrobe, my bed and my chest
to
draw.
Well, you've got to take time to breathe, you know what I mean? You've just finished your A-levels. You don't even have the results yet.
Exactly.
You've got your own place coming, you know. It's all very fast. You just gotta, if you got good mates around you, you got good friends that keep your feet on the ground.
Definitely, man. My friends really help to keep me, you know, modest and humble.
Keep you.
It's just for me. It's pretty. got a frog in my throat. Can I have some water, please? It's like for me. It's just pretty easy.
Get the man some water, Alan. Don't just stand there.
Thanks, Chris.
Chipmunk will tear your head off.
It's coming.
For me, it's like
run, Allard!
It's here.
Is it there?
Can I get
a sip? Is that cool?
Can I get a sip? Sippy sip. Yes. There you go.
Sip, sippy, sip, chippy,
can
sip.
I get a sip. Did he sip?
See,
you can chilling with Chris. I'm chip. Did he chip?
That's right, Chipmunk.
You know what it is? It's like for me, it's like every 18-year-old. You know what I'm saying? You go from primary school to secondary to college. That's what I've done. Who am I to like break the code? But it's like there's many other youths with other talents where it's like obviously music is pretty glamorized and it seems all glitz and glam, but it is very, very, very hard work.
It's non-stop, and they're going to work
non-stop.
You as well.
Oh yeah,
they'll really work.
Are they having a go?
And because you're 18,
they think it's all Lucas.
They'll be like, oh well, he's fine. He's 18. He won't get tired. He doesn't have to get home for his kids, and we'll work him. Yeah. 6 in the morning till midnight.
It's very, 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 very hard.
Who have you met then in this ridiculous journey? Who have you met that has been really cool, that you've been impressed
Other
with?
Than us, obviously.
Sure. Apart from us.
I met two of the Sugar Babes the other day.
Was that good?
Yeah, man, they were pretty cool. And one of them's big sister. One of them said to me, my sister's like a really big fan of your music. And then I was thinking it was going to be like a little girl. And then it was the older sister. So that was
really
pretty cool. Then I met Keisha as well. She said she works out to my mixtape. So yeah, it's pretty good. Met quite a few people. Who else have I met recently? I met Kid Cudi.
All right.
Yeah, and he's a really big fan of the Diamond Rings track as well. So yeah, it's going pretty good for me, man.
Does that freak you out a little bit?
Yeah, like, for me, it's like everyone keeps saying to me, have you got like visions of breaking in the States? But I've always said, like, you got to crawl before you can walk. I want to really be the pioneer and lock down the UK before I branch out. So it's like, to know that, I've always said, I like the thought of people approaching me, not me being pitched to someone. So for people to be acknowledging my music that are really, really successful right now, for me, it's like a dream come true. Man.
Let me ask you some personal questions.
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend?
You know, I'm married to the music.
No, whatever.
That means you're looking then.
Whatever.
I'm all right, man. You know, I'm doing well.
So you're single?
I'm married to the music.
No, he's not saying. This is interesting. You've got to be single.
You've got to be in it.
You've got to. In your position.
I've got to be single.
So you've got the Sugar Babe sisters trying to get off with you. You can't be in, you know.
She's a fan. I didn't say she was, you know, trying to do the jump off.
Yeah, but still. Was she cute? Were you attracted to her?
She was cool, man.
Oh, that's a no then. All right,
she was cool.
Well, you can't be fancy everybody.
Are you giving Chipmunk love advice?
I am.
Right.
Yeah. I'm giving him the benefit of my years, my 24 years.
You got the game.
That's all right. Listen, I wrote the rules to the game.
Yeah. Oh, how you score with the Chick Diddy Chicks.
That's right.
I'm all right, man, you know.
That sounds like Dixie Chicks, though.
We go out on Friday night, Chris. You know, we get them in, man.
Yeah. Well, I think you're a nice guy. And are your mum and dad still together? Or just your mum?
Nah, they're not together.
All right, so you live with your mum?
I'm never really at home. I'm kind of living in a hotel.
Don't be embarrassed about living with your mum. I'd say 65% of our audience still live with their parents.
Yeah, of course.
Most of those are in their 30s.
Of course. My mum's cool, man, but you know what I'm saying? If I stay there too much, it's like brings attention to the road and all of that. So
I'm like that. But now you're earning, you can start paying your way. So should we be looking for that? Should we be looking for the money?
Don't get me wrong, I help my mummy out.
Yeah, you've got it. The first person you've got to help out is your mum.
Of course, I just done up the front drive for her. And
nice.
The garden, she's got like metal gates and all that now, so she's feeling pretty secure.
Good.
She's got these really nice gates outside the house to say, paid for by Chipmunk. New album coming out at the end of summer.
Coming out soon.
I am. Buy it now.
Yeah.
And then they flash at night. Yeah, the tour dates.
That'd be good.
Why am I playing this music?
I don't know.
I'm playing that. So what have you got coming up? You've got the single coming out now.
Yeah.
Download the single now.
Please do. Help me get in this chart, man. That'd be amazing.
It's a great track.
Thanks.
It's a great track. Who's the girl who sings on the track?
She's a girl called Emily Sand. I met her at I Love Live. It's like a live event. And
right.
then introduced her to a producer. And then, funny enough, the producer phoned me and said, Chip, I done something with Emily, like a demo. They sent it over to me. It wasn't broken, so I didn't try and fix it. I just gave it, you know, the Chipmunk Spice. And here we have Diamond Rings. It's kind of like trying to bridge the gap between the young generation, which some might not even know what Scar is,
mm-hmm.
and the older generation, like, bring us all together through music, man. It's kind of working.
It's a great song. She's got a great voice.
Amazing.
You know, I like your stuff. I hope you do really well. You seem like a nice guy.
You know, serious.
Your mother's done a good job bringing you up.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
You're a good boy.
And I got a good dad as well. He's cool.
Good.
Oh, that's good. You still see your dad. Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. Daddy's cool.
Respect to the olds.
Of course.
Man, he'll be wanting a new driveway next. That's what's going to be happening next. He'll be like that. Where's my gates?
Exactly.
Where's my driveway?
Fix my guttering.
He wants some gates now. That's,
yeah.
There you go.
Diamond rings. That's my new kitchen. That's it. That's what I want.
You know what? It's like diamond rings. What can I say? It's like, it's not about, you know, having lots of fancy bling and all that, because I've never really been, you know, the big chains, the bossy kind of. It's more about, like, diamonds are forever. Like,
mm-hmm.
I want to be in this music. I'd like to think forever, you know, if I pass, my music will live on. I think I'd say I got at least another 20 years, 38. I think I'd still be going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that might be pretty cool.
That's like Dominic's age.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, well, sorry. Oh. You know. Imagine you do it for so long, you end up looking like Dominic.
Hello. Dominic's cool, man.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's many things. He's many things, but Kool-Aid, one of them.
He's not cool.
Look at him with his little daddy belly sticking out of his T-shirt. Look at that. All right, well, man, it's really nice to meet you. You know, I'm
you too, man.
I think you're good.
I can say something. I was at the Big Weekender watching the Clash.
Right. Oh, the Sound Clash with me and Westwood.
Yeah, man.
You watched that?
Oh, yeah, I watched. You know what? Uncle Tim, really nice guy. You know what? I think he lost that one.
Yes! He did. That's right!
He was sent home with his ass in a sling.
Right!
Do you know when...
I buried him.
The killer was for me. We're walking off to go and... who was I going to watch? I had interviews and all of that. And then I heard you say...
You're lying. You're going to see Scouting for Girls.
Westwood brings you JLS. And I thought, oh my gosh, he's gone there. And then he's just dropped the... Can't go wrong with Fix Up Look Sharp, man.
Absolutely.
Can't go wrong.
Works every time.
Why don't you pull it out of the bag? Strategist, always win the battles.
See, there you go. Chipmunk says that I beat Westwood in the Sound Clash, and he's absolutely right. I did, because I'm both wicked and bad.
Wicked and bad.
So your critical analysis will have helped you sort of see that situation as well, man. You know?
It was pretty dreadful, man.
All right, listen, have a good day. What are you doing for the rest of the day? Are you going to get some rest? You've got to rest your voice if you've got more gigs coming up.
Yeah, I've got more gigs coming up. And this is going to be the first day I probably get to myself after the early start. So I'm going to go and buy a wardrobe, a chest of drawer, and a bed for my new house.
All right, good. Well, listen, stay, because we're going to play a game.
We're going to play a game?
With you. And by the way, I want to tell you now, this has nothing to do with me. I wipe my hands of the game. It's all to do with Dave.
Oh, Dave's game.
It's all about the game.
You know how you wanted to walk off?
I know about Dave's games.
You've got to be a big player in the game, Chipmunk.
I've heard about
your games,
Dave.
And this is the big game.
I've heard about your games.
Trust me, Brian Bellows will not be any part of the game.
Honestly.
Mankini's going on.
You know the way you felt when you stormed off into your... Well, that might happen again today. But you've got to be a big player in the game.
Any worse than Brian. Brian don't want to see me for like a good 2 weeks.
Well, listen, we will find out in about 10 minutes.
All right, okay, so listen, nice to see you. We'll get the news on, we'll play a couple of songs, then we're back with Chipmunk and Dave's game. Brian Bellows and a Mankini. And I could turn your house into mud. And I could turn your girl into mud. I'ma stay on my grind, you can put it on my life, never let it take my shine.
No one needs that image.
No one needs that image, you know. Not through it, though. That's Chipmunk, Diamond Rings. You can download it now. Download it today. Go and get it, Dom.
Yeah, I will.
Go on.
Yeah.
Feel young.
I like Chippy Chip.
He's behind you.
I know. I like him.
He's just put his mankini on. He's going to dance through the news.
Yeah.
He wants people to know how difficult it is to try and perform when that's going on. Right, so we'll play a couple of songs after the news and then we'll do this game. We have the brand new Arctic Monkeys record to play, so I'll do that directly after the news and sport. Arctic Monkeys' new song coming up on Radio 1. Sorry, on BBC Radio 1. Make sure that people know what they're listening to.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
It's 4 minutes past eight.
There's an emotional again could spread in throughout the morning, especially for central and eastern England. It's 8 minutes past eight now.
Chipmunk, Davina McCall sent a text in saying that you were brilliant on Big Brother's Big Mouth, and thank you from her and everybody else. So there you go. They appreciate it.
That's nice of her to say that, isn't it?
Yeah. They appreciate it.
I like Davina. We was having a bit of a dance, you know?
Yeah. She loves
made up
song.
For, you know?
She likes to dance, doesn't she?
The Brian Hindrance.
Is that how he's known to you?
Slaughtering me with, you know?
The Brian Hindrance.
Maria in Luton says, what a lovely guy, so down to earth and friendly. That's about you,
thanks,
by the way.
Maria in Luton.
I love Chipmunk. Seriously, he's an amazing artist. All the best, says Samantha in Essex.
Thanks, Samantha in Essex.
What a cracking chap. Says JB. There you are.
Cracking. John Barrowman, that is.
Yeah.
That's a new one. Another one, John Barrowman. Downloaded it. Love it, says Sarah in Dudley. Sarah. And what was wrong with the Mankini? That's from Brian in London. Mm. He's texting. I don't think that's Brian Bellows.
I don't think I'm going to answer that one.
Oh my God, here I will come and dance for you, Big Brother!
No, totally mental. totally.
Look at my diamond ring.
He's getting me with the dance, you know. See, he's getting all up in the cam. He's doing the mankini dance. But
I'm sorry.
I think that one's going to haunt me for at least another month. But I said, Brian does not want to see me.
All right, so we're going to play this game with you in a minute, Mr. Chipmunk.
Dave's game, huh?
Dave's game. There, yeah, you're right. Dave's
the big game.
Say no
game.
More.
Not right, my cool. game, Dave's game.
Dave's game.
It's 8:10. We're going to play a couple of songs. The first one being the brand new one from the Arctic Monkeys. Zane had it the other night for the first time.
Oh, they had it.
This is Arctic Monkeys. This is called Crying Lightning. Dale in Leeds says, where is Dave's happy news today?
Well, we're so busy with Chip Diddy Chipmunk that we haven't had time, but perhaps happy news may return later in the week.
Well, that would be nice.
Hmm.
Well, look, I heard many people say to me yesterday they enjoyed happy news.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, I aim to serve.
So we'll do that. It's 8:17. That's Green Day, Know Your Enemy. Before that, the new one from Arctic Monkeys. Finally get to play Skin to Demoralised later on this
morning. Great record.
Really good record. Matty's a nice guy. He's a mate of mine, and I'm looking forward to playing it. And it's been scheduled by somebody else. You can't get me. Thank you. Chipmunk is here. What have you got tattooed on your hand? Believe.
Believe on one hand, achieve on the other.
Nice.
That's my life motto.
Dave's got fish on one hand and chips
on the other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's his motto in life.
It's ketchup.
Fish and chips.
Yeah, I didn't have enough fingers for ketchup.
I can't tell you where that's going to.
Catch you.
Right, so Dave, this is now over to you. Again, Chipmunk, this is nothing to do with me. This is all Dave's doing. This could be the greatest game you've ever played.
All right.
Might not be.
Could be.
But it could be.
Okay. All I would ask is that hopefully by the end of this, you think better of me than you do of Mr. Brian.
Right.
Anyway, so it's all about being a big player in the game, and life is all about challenges. And if you believe, you can achieve, which is why it's time to play.
And now it's time for the Chip Diddy Chip Toothpicky Pick Chipmunk Pineapple Chunk Challenge.
That's right.
It's what?
It's the Chip Diddy Chip Toothpicky Pick Chipmunk Pineapple Chunk Challenge.
All right.
So this is a challenge of dexterity and skill.
Say that again.
It's the Chip Diddy Chip Toothpicky Pick Chipmunk Pineapple Chunk Challenge.
Isn't it Pineapple Punch you said the first time?
Pineapple Chunk.
So it's the Chipmunk.
Chipmunk Pineapple Chunk Challenge.
Wait, Chipmunk. Chip Diddy Chip.
Chipmunk Pineapple Chunk Challenge. So.
You practiced that.
I know what you're thinking. First, you need to be blindfolded, right? Okay, so here we go.
Have you run this past him yet, or is this now?
No, this is totally fresh. This is an on-air pilot.
Okay,
so first, what I'm going to do is blindfold you, Chipmunk, if that's okay.
Are you going to try and feed me pineapple chunks?
No, you're going to do it.
Okay.
So, while I blindfold
you... By the way, Chipmunk, if it helps, you look very cool with the scarf around you.
Does it go in my trackie?
Yeah. The colours go.
All right. So... Now, how's that?
Make sure he can breathe, Dave.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's cool, man.
He's worth a lot of money to the record company. Don't bruise him.
Now, what I'm going to need now is my glamorous assistant, Neil, to bring in the pineapple chunks. And
all
if
right.
you place them in
have
front
you,
of Mr.
Have you
Chipmunk...
Asked, have you asked Chipmunk if he likes pineapple chunks?
Do you like pineapple?
Yeah, they're all right, mate.
Yeah, everyone likes
thank
pineapple.
God, thank God for that. Make sure he doesn't have a pineapple allergy.
Now, the idea is that in front of you, Chipmunk, you have two trays of pineapple chunks.
Yeah.
And you also have a toothpicky pick, which
where?
Neil is going to place into your right hand.
You just pick me with a toothpicky pick?
Yeah.
Chris. All right. And what do you want
by the way, you can watch this on streaming. If everyone goes and logs onto the internet now, you can watch this as it happens. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Dave, what are you doing?
I'm just making sure that his mouth is okay.
Right, his mouth is fine.
So here's the rules, Chipmunk.
Yeah.
You have 30 seconds on the Chipmunk countdown clock to eat as many pineapple chunks as is possible. And Neil will be taking the scores of how many chunks enter your mouth. Do you understand?
I understand, man.
Do you? Okay. So, without further ado, I think we're ready for the Chip Diddy Chip Chipmunk Pineapple Chunk Challenge.
All right.
Go!
One.
Look at this.
Two.
This is...
this is harder than you think,
this
huh?
This is great radio.
You've got to get no one else to do this as well.
Yeah,
three.
It's not going to be me, dude. Not a chance.
Come on, Chris.
I hate pineapple.
Four.
Made me vomit all over it. I'm waiting for him to vomit all over you, Dave.
Will he make five?
Will he make five?
Hey! Oh! Chip Diddy Pineapple Chunk Chipmunk.
Yeah, you said it wrong that time.
I'm freestyling. I'm mixing it up. How is that for you?
Do you want some water? Give him some water, Neil. I couldn't eat one, let alone five.
I would imagine you have never performed that challenge before.
I think, Dave, you should do it now.
I'll do it if you want.
I think it's only fair.
Okay. Me against you, Chipmunk.
I think you should do the Dave Diddy Dave toothpicky pick.
I believe I can achieve.
Okay.
Neil?
How was that? Have you ever eaten five pineapple chunks in a row like that in 30 seconds? I bet you haven't.
I hope it doesn't, like, cause any, you know.
It might do. It might cause some, you know.
It'll be fine. It'll help with your throat.
It's very good for you, pineapple is, yeah. Particularly in the morning.
Okay, so.
It's good for you. It's very healthy.
Neil, would you blindfold me, please?
Okay. Okay, while we're going to do this, Dave, we're also going to tickle you at the same time.
No, don't do that, because it needs to be a fair comparison. Right, hello.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so, 30 seconds. Do you want to, Neil, just put the... Oh, yeah, he's got them. So you got that there? You all ready to go?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, so, Dave.
Yep.
Your 30 seconds starts now.
Hello? Oh, don't say you've left me. Hello? Chipmunk? Chris? Rachel? Alad? Hello? I don't like this. Oh, they really have all gone! Right, okay. Here we are. This is obviously BBC Radio 1. I am Dave, and that was the Chip Diddy Chip Toothpicky Pick Chipmunk Pineapple Chunk Challenge. Everybody has left the studio, which means that there's just me with a blindfold and some pineapple and a toothpick, which will not make for the best radio. So I would like to invite... I'd like to invite in the rest of the team. Thank you.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Sorry about that. We just had to pop out for a minute.
You leave you to it.
And the problem is that nobody was taking score.
I was going to move the pineapples over.
Yeah. Well, that would have been cheating and foul play, Mr. Monk.
No.
Chipmunk won. How many did he get,
we
Dave?
We didn't. I killed you on
How many
that.
Did you get?
I got about eight.
Right, well, whatever.
He's guessing, man.
Honestly. Yeah.
Well, we can guessing after the pineapple.
We can have a video replay at some point, can't
we? You know what? That was the funniest thing watching on the studio cams of you sitting there with an empty studio as you just munched pineapple chunks.
The thing is, like, genuinely, I thought that you were all here just being quiet, and then when I looked and there was no one here, that wasn't what I was expecting. You're anyway, right. Mr. Chipmunk, thank you very much for taking part in the big game.
Thanks for that. You know what? Your game was all right today, Dave.
There you
it
see.
Right.
Thank you.
Praise indeed, Dave. Chipmunk says it was, and I quote, all right.
And that was the Chip Diddy Chip Toothpicky Pick Chipmunk Pineapple Chunk Challenge.
Hey.
First ever. And possibly the last.
You know what? Chances are you'll never, ever have to do that ever again, Chipmunk.
I think we should try it with Noel Gallagher tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Good luck, Dave.
And move the pineapples over.
Yeah. That'll get him.
that'll work.
All right. Well, listen... We let you get out of here, Chipmunk. The single is out now.
It's out now?
Out now.
Out now. Mm. Diamond Rings out now. Catch me at Somerset House very soon. Got a gig over there. So, you know, if you haven't seen me live and you want to come check me out, Tinsley Strider Tour, I'm supporting in September.
Nice.
And look out for the launch of Chip Tube. You know what I'm saying? My own little...
Chip Tube?
My own little roll with me. You know what I'm saying? Let the fans roll. You want to roll, Chris?
Sure, why not?
Them and rolling, that's all.
I tell you what, that's your idea of heaven, a chip tube, isn't it?
A chip roll. I love a chip roll. Well, listen, you know, seriously, I think you're a good guy. I like the track and all of that. I can't say any more nice things about you.
Just thanks a lot.
Just don't screw it up.
I'm a try.
You keep your feet on the ground.
On the ground?
Yeah.
Keep reaching for the stars.
Yeah, you keep writing the lyrics.
Writing them.
You make a load of dough.
I heard your version of Tiny Dancer.
Yeah, That was about Dave, all about Dave for his birthday.
It was about Dave, mate.
It was a very kind tribute from your good friend Ironic.
Yeah.
For my birthday, which I appreciated very much. So please pass on my best when you next see him.
I wrote most of the lyrics.
I appreciate
I heard
that too.
Still.
Yeah, it's easy.
I heard.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy.
What rhyming?
So you're coming up?
Huh?
When's your album dropping?
just before Christmas, fingers crossed.
There you go.
Yeah, November.
You see on the chip tube.
But well, we haven't recorded anything yet.
Oh,
hey,
right.
You can come and be on the album. We're recording an album. Come be on our album.
Yeah, of course.
Let's do. What can we do?
Do you know what? We should work on this off air.
Yeah, we should.
Because it'd be disappointing
let's
if we come up
with
it
the idea now.
Yeah.
All right, good to see you.
Thanks for having me, man.
You are more than welcome. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chipmunk. The track today, buy it, get it in the charts. He's worked hard, give him something back. Oh.